Ray Foley on Today FM.
Hiya, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP. And Karen Koster's here as well.
Still here, guys. She's still here.
She just wants to go home, this girl. And we're holding on to her for another 10 minutes. JP at todayfm.com for your emails and WhatsApps. Yeah, let's judge. Come on.
Okay. Hi, I'm an LA-based singer who recently competed in Eurosong. No, I'm joking.
Samantha Mumba.
Wow, Samantha's been dragged in.
She texted in.
Off air, we were getting into an argument with the whole Samantha Mumba thing. I'm fully team Samantha. Do you want to do this or do you want to do Bad Dreams?
Now I'm panicking because now I don't.
Well, JP has been she shouldn't be given out about it. Whereas I'm like, no, if that was her experience and she felt that the judging, we did this yesterday, but if she felt that the judging panel was not experienced, this is Samantha Mumba on the Euro song on Friday night. If she felt they don't have the experience, these people are not the people to be judging me. Who the hell are they to be judging me? They're wrong. I didn't like the experience and calling out the judges. And what was the eggplant emoji? What was the
aubergines? Yeah,
the aubergine.
My parting gift to the panel is a bag of aubergine emojis to slowly choke on.
Oof! It's the visual that slag conjures for me.
She wasn't. Do you know what? I'm sick of this business.
Karen Custy,
you're the epitome of it. Showbiz nice.
Yeah.
Of like, do you know what? I'm just happy to participate and just give it a go.
Yeah.
You're a nice
Thanks
person.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
This is it. Whereas I'm like, nah. If you if I left a bad taste in the mouth, rather than doing the whole on Instagram, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanks so much to Patrick Hilt and everyone for me.
How come Sam Mumba's the only one complaining? None of the other acts were complaining.
Samantha Mumba. Because she's already made her name and what has she got to lose?
Right.
The others are up and coming, they're nobodies. No offence, but if they're like, I'm not going to go out and I'm going to say a bitch about it because I don't want to make a bad name for myself. She's like, no, I'll tell it like it is and I didn't have a good experience. And she also did make the point, didn't she? She said that they treated all of the acts badly, or in her opinion, they were rude to everyone, vile or whatever the expression
when
was.
When did this rudeness and vileness happen? All I can see about the remarks generally were they were constructive, but negative where they needed to be negative if they didn't like the songs. What kind of judging panel would Mumba, who I like, I'm a fan of Mumba, what does Mumba want in a judging panel? Is she only going to take people who've had number ones? Is she only going to take record execs? That's unreasonable. We're in a tiny country with not many celebs in it.
I'm telling you what happened. My reaction when I saw it, I said this at the time. I was like, your man's a chef. Yeah, sure, he has experience. But his name, he has made his name as a home cook, as a chef.
I knew him from industry. How dare you? He was in a pop
so
band
did I.
with Michelle McGrath.
We had him in here back in the day when they were all in doing...
They had two top 10 singles.
Yeah,
Ireland.
Okay. So I had two top 10
he
singles.
He went for your song. Granted, he was beaten by Dustin to actually go and compete.
Look it, I love him. He's a sweet guy. He's a lovely guy. He's great crack. But I'm like, nah, we can do better than that. And it was a panel in general.
Okay.
And here's what happened. She lost. Then the next morning, a bunch of people said it to her, I bet, in the same way that I thought it, which is like, who were the panel? Now, people have clarified and said that panel were just giving their opinion, they weren't voting.
Yeah, no.
Can I ask you a question?
Right? You just did.
Grant, can I ask you a second one? Can I ask you a third? hang on.
Keeps going.
Most restaurant critics in the papers, right, aren't Michelin star chefs and probably have never run restaurants.
But they have experience in writing reviews. Who among those four are writing reviews?
They're consuming music all the time. They know what a good song is. They've watched the Eurovision loads of times.
Also,
you're not an expert on food, but you trust your taste when you go into a restaurant.
Yeah, but I'm not writing reviews of restaurants and I'm not picking the next song in the Eurovision.
You don't need to have been a number one charting artist to have a comment on Samantha Mumba's song.
Yeah, I have a comment, but I'm not being paid for it to sit on a panel on national television and say it to the nation which way they should be judging. And if she feels like that was her experience of it, I say more power to her for saying it.
But can I say, as a viewer watching The Late Late Show, I'm not going to watch Universal executives, whatever, just music heads judge. I'm like, who's that guy in the scene?
Linda Martin.
I want it. Well, yeah, well, see, it kicked off with Linda Martin and Billy from Aslan,
the one time.
This is all very contentious area.
What about Mary Kennedy's nephew? Jesus, I can never remember the kid's name.
Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy. Get Dermot Kennedy on. Get your man Grammys.
Cian
to Crow.
Get Cian
on. Do you think RTE has the spending power to hire those kinds of names? Are you having a laugh?
No, I'm not.
Dermot Kennedy is international. You're Cian to Crow's
Dermot, are you around? Dermot, are you around on Friday night?
You're right. They just need to book a different panel. Maybe that's the...
Or even just one of them and then the rest of them. Then she won't have a leg to stand on giving out about the panel.
I tell you what, great shout for 2026 Eurosong. Sam Mumba on the panel.
That would be great.
Was on the panel.
I would love that. I would love that.
What a trio of absolute bozos.
And that's just us, the three of us. Do you want to do the email?
Well, I'll do a quick one. I went off course there.
It was me, actually.
Sorry about that. Okay. Hey, Ray and gang. I know this is something that probably happens in most families, but I'd be interested to see what other people think. My four-year-old boy won't stay in his bed at night. My husband works late and loves having our son in the bed when he comes home. It's now at the stage where he's in bed with us 3 or 4 times a week. Sometimes he stays for a few hours. Sometimes he stays for the whole night. My husband loves it because he doesn't get to see our son during the day. But I'm at home with him all day and would prefer some alone time with my husband, hello, who I also only get to see in the evenings. I don't want to reject my son and feel like a bad mum, but I'm worried that all of this could make our boy clingy and less independent.
Hold me back.
Tell me I'm wrong.
0874-100-102 for your text.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Oh, we're getting very opinionated this afternoon.
Oh, I love it.
I want to hear the opinions on this one. The husband is like, ah, let him into the bed. Let him into the bed for the night. 0874-100-102 texts or WhatsApps on that, please. This is the... Tell me I'm wrong is a lady who emailed and says, I spend all day with my... How old's the child?
4.
4-year-old boy?
Boy, yeah.
And the child keeps coming into the bed at night and the husband is like, I'll leave him because I didn't get to see him all day. But mammy's like, I'll get him out of this bed. I want to go to sleep. We had a funny situation. We just yesterday morning, 3 a.m., my youngest came up. I had a bad dream. Go on, hop in, Zoe. And it took all of about 14 minutes before I said, are you asleep? He's like, no. I'm like, I think you need to go back to your own bed now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you kind of need to, at what point do you go, everyone has bad dreams.
Oh, Jesus.
And, you know, a little cuddle, sort it out, back to sleep again. I think... Ah, you see, we love sleep too so much in our house. Jay's over there, 0874-100-102. Jay.
Hello, Ryan, gang.
Hello, sir.
I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, 2 daughters, and they constantly sleep in the bed with us. It's a pain at times.
How big is your bed? My God, all the 4 inside the bed?
Well, they won't be young forever. They won't be little forever. So enjoy these moments.
How do you sleep, though? You're sleeping over on the edge of the bed. Like, do you even have any duvet?
And there's always time to make... with the other half. Love the show.
Hey, I don't know if it's necessarily, you know, hopping on the good foot and do the bad thing. I think it's actually just spending time together, catching up with one another. If this is the only time you get to see your other half.
And wife, yeah.
Like, how was your day, hon? How are things?
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Also, the mum has just touched out. Like, he's 4. So, like, mums are just coming to a stage where they're like, I just don't want another body that close to me. I've been home all day with the kid. I just need a bit of space to sleep.
Yeah.
Self-preservation.
And that's so important, too. He could go a couple of days, but in the end,
like,
you're low on sleep.
He doesn't say he's having bad dreams.
Oh, he's just inside in the bed.
I think it's just habit.
Deirdre's there. Deirdre.
Hey, Ray and gang. In answer to that lady's query about the 4-year-old in the bed, as a mother to 3 teenagers that barely talk to me, I'd be all about keeping that little fella in bed. The years, the nights may be long, but the years are short.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going through that at the moment with ours, because they're every time I turn around, they're huge.
Mm.
Like, seriously massive. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And my wife does this thing where her phone shows her old photos and old videos.
Same.
And I'm like, she keeps showing them to me or forwarding them on to me. And I've had to say to her, by the way, they're only 10 and 12. They're not, they're not 30. I've had to say to her, stop sending me those.
I know, because you miss the
breaks
younger
my heart.
Kid.
Breaks my heart. Hurts my soul.
I know.
Stop sending them on to me. But at the same time, I still wouldn't have them in the bed because I like sleep more than my own children. Even my children when they were smaller.
Thanks. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Deirdre. 0874-100-102. Very quickly, For the texts. Jaron Cavan, no kids in your bed unless they're genuinely upset about something. I think that's a good shout, and that would generally be our rule. That person is not wrong. Our son is 3 years old, goes to sleep in his own bed, but he could also end up in our bed at 2 or 3 in the morning, 7 nights a week. When we wake up with a broken back every morning, as he must kick us during the night when the way he sleeps, he's like a dog sprawled out from Johnny. The thing is, Mommy and Daddy need to sleep too. We need to sleep. Like, all humans need our sleep. Sinead said, hubby has the son in the bed for his own selfish reasons. The child doesn't need to be in the bed with you, just wants him there. The child should be in his own bed. Parents need alone time. It's better for everyone this way, from Sinead. My wife was like a ninja when it came to the kids sleeping. Really? She read this book and said, this is what we're doing. And our kids love their own beds. They love their sleep. They have no inclination. Never, you know, the whole, cry them to sleep for 5, whatever. Our kids, and ever since she did this with them as infants, they've always been, they'd volunteer like at about 8:30. I think it's time for me to go to bed now.
Oh my God, like, really?
Sweet, off with you.
Wow.
Goodbye. JP?
I don't get a say because I'm not a parent. I do remember as a kid though, I would hop into the lab with my parents, maybe on a weekend morning or the odd time if I'd had a nightmare. But I can only remember that happening.
And you'd still do it at holidays and stuff now, would you? Or a long weekend.
Yeah, over the Christmas when I'm back home. Absolutely. Yeah, move
really
over there, will you?
Oh, you had a bad dream.
So what? I sleep in the nude now. What am I not? I can make my own choices. No, I would say, you're Johnny, the fella there was saying the kid's in the bed 7 days a week. That's an extreme. So,
you need to sleep.
And like Jer was saying, the other listener there, I would say, like, if you've had a bad dream or you need reassurance, yes. But like the whole night or 5 or 6 hours, that seems crazy to me.
But that's not doing them any favours either. Like, at what point do you, because it's only going to make it harder when the time eventually does come where you're like, it's really time for you to sleep in your own bed now.
Yeah. I don't think mom is wrong here. I think like that, if they have a temperature, sick, bad dream, come into the bed. But what I generally do is I leave and I leave John deal with the kid. Fall asleep together and I go into their bed.
It's all coming out now, isn't it?
Oh,
guys?
God, yes.
It's like an exchange program.
Exchange, yeah. Bed, yes. Yeah,
John
bed
is
hopping.
A great parent. John is a really.
He's the loving one.
Karen Cosner, darling, good to see you.
Thanks,
Ray Foley on Today FM.